Why is the sea salty? A story from Denmark. Once upon a time, long ago, a traveller wanted to sail from Denmark to Norway, but he did not have any money to pay the captain of the ship. The traveller took a salt mill from his bag and put it on the captain's table. "I'll give you this salt mill to pay for my trip," the traveller said to the captain of the ship.
"What? An ordinary salt mill?" said the captain. "That doesn't cost as much as the trip to Norway."
"Ah, but this is a magic salt mill. Watch this," said the traveller. "Grind," he said to the salt mill, and it began to grind salt. When there was a cup full of salt on the table, the traveller said, "Please stop." And the salt mill stopped grinding.
"You'll never need to buy salt again," the traveller said to the captain.
"Yes, that salt mill is a useful thing," said the captain. "All right, I'll take it." The traveller gave the captain the salt mill and went back to his cabin. The captain put the salt mill into his cupboard. On the trip to Norway, the weather was stormy and the captain was very busy. He didn't have time to think about the salt mill. On the return trip from Norway to Denmark, the captain saw that he needed more salt for his meat, and he remembered the magic salt mill in his cupboard. He took it out of the cupboard and put it on the table in his cabin.
"Grind," said the captain.
The salt mill began to grind salt, and soon the captain's salt dish was full.
"Stop,"
said the captain. But the salt mill continued to grind salt.
"Stop grinding,"
shouted the captain. But more and more salt fell onto the table.
"Don't grind any more," shouted the captain.
But the salt mill continued grinding more and more salt. The captain brought a bucket, but it was soon full.
"Stop grinding," shouted the captain.
But the salt mill did not stop. The captain put the salt mill into a big wooden box and closed the box tightly. But the salt mill continued grinding. Finally, the box was so full that it burst open, and salt began to fill the captain's cabin.
"Stop!"
the captain shouted again and again. But the salt mill continued grinding. The salt on the floor of the cabin was now up to the captain's knees.
"Enough! Enough!"
he shouted. But the salt mill continued grinding more and more salt. Soon the ship was so full of salt that it began to sink. The captain was desperate. He took the salt mill and ran onto the deck of the ship. He threw the salt mill as far away from the ship as possible. But as it flew through the air, it continued grinding more and more salt. The salt mill sank into the sea, still grinding. And to this day, it is still there, under the sea, grinding salt. That is why the sea is salty. Because a stupid captain didn't remember the magic word to make the salt mill stop.
"Please,"